Well, this seems like a perfect time to share a story on Wow Wednesday of when God's doing something cool in the lives of people in West Michigan. And this happens to be one of those people that God's done some cool stuff in.
And I feel like he's like a hero of the station. Like everybody that's listening knows who Evan Potter is because they all helped raise money for medical bills for him.
Evan was the recipient of our spring swim that we did, and Evan's in our studio right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
For people to catch them up, you have an inoperable brain tumor, correct?
Yep. I was diagnosed with it in 2014. And then it's in the center of my brain, so they can't touch it. Otherwise, it'll paralyze half my face. Mm. So we decided just to watch it. And then every year I have a scan. Mm-hmm. So we just had one, and we got some pretty good results.
Tell us. We got some good results. What's that mean?
So the doctor called, and he told us that it's almost undetectable.
Really?
Almost undetectable.
Really?
So.
From what was it last time?
It was like 5 by 5 by 6 centimeters.
Whoa.
Now they can hardly see it.
Oh, my goodness. And This is the result of what? Just prayer or, I mean?
Yeah, I mean, because I'm still on the same meds, so it's something that's not medical.
What? That's like a miracle.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
And besides that, you're feeling better than you have in a while?
Yeah. We're getting ready to start school here 2 weeks from now.
You're a senior?
Senior, yeah.
Ooh.
So now I get to just focus on that, which is really exciting.
So I've never had a tumor. I've never had anything where I've waited for a doctor's result. What goes through your mind, if I can ask, awaiting a phone call?
Very nerve-wracking, because you never know at what time they can call. Most of the time, if they call sooner than later, it's not really good.
Mm.
And they called us 2 days after we found out, so my mom was about ready to puke. And then she started crying, and then we told all my family, and they all started crying. And
of
it was
course.
We were all ecstatic. We still are. We're still kind of in shock.
What has God taught you through all of this?
Just to keep your head up. It doesn't matter what you go through, but you have to keep pushing.
I'm sure you've been an inspiration to all your coach and your family, and we're just thrilled for this news for you, seriously.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
How's your parents doing with this news?
Oh, my gosh. My mom and dad are just going crazy. They're still, like, we just still can't believe it. We're still in shock because it's been 4 years of not knowing anything, and now it's almost undetectable.
That's crazy. That's
it
miraculous.
It really is.
There's no other word for it.
Yeah.
that's a miracle. You're a walking miracle.
Yeah, it wasn't me. It had nothing to do with me and everything to do with God. So,
man, well, we are super excited for this news that you're sharing. It's the tumor that Evan had has basically been declared, what was the word?
Undetectable.
Undetectable. That is a Wild Wednesday story in itself.
Definitely.